Now, when I go to bed at night, part of the reason that I have so much going on is because I never shut down the mechanism, which I cannot do because page 45 indicates lack of power is my dilemma. The mechanism I'm talking about is disease. It's the repercussions for the way I did drugs and alcohol. It's a mind that's injured. It's a mind that the minute something good is there, think and I wonder what's going to take it away. So I basically take it away before somebody else does. I even get into the action of being in a mind that I look for trouble when things are going well. God forbid when things are going bad, which they happen to do for our lives because, you know, emotional turmoil comes before serenity. The emotional turmoil that I get into when things are bad is I don't think it can get any worse than this, and I just invited worseness in. By that act, by that thought, it's like, man, it's going so terrible, there's no way it can get any worse than this. You just authorize worse to come in. You know, because whatever you think about, it's going to come to you. If you think about laughing, do you think you're going to find the opportunity to laugh today? And if you think about arguing with somebody, and I found out for me, I don't even have to consciously make a decision and get up in the morning and go, you know what, I'm going to argue with as many people as I can today. And then, you know, I'm going to ruin at least 10 lives. I'm going to affect, you know, 40 self-esteems and, you know, and God keep me sober today. I never did that. But I guarantee you that I have hurt that many people and I have taken that many actions. And I found out for me that my intentions mean nothing. They really have nothing to do with who I am. Other than to know that I want to do the right thing. I want to live a good life. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. But my performance is so different, and the reason my performance is so different because I cannot surrender to anything I cannot see.